At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life often presents us with crossroads. Moments that define our future. We stand at the threshold of decisions, big and small, that shape our destiny. The weight of these choices can feel overwhelming, leaving us frozen in uncertainty. My friends, in these pivotal moments, there's a power we often overlook, the transformative force of prayer. Today, I want to uncover with you the profound impact of prioritizing prayer in every decision. We'll discover how this simple yet profound act can dramatically transform our lives, bringing clarity, peace, and heavenly guidance. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're an expert chess player facing the most crucial match of your career. Each move could lead to victory or defeat, yet you can't see your opponent's strategy. This is what life can feel like when we rely solely on our own wisdom and strength. But here's the beautiful reality. We don't have to play this high-stakes game alone. God, our divine grandmaster, stands ready to guide our every move, revealing the best strategy. When we pray first, it's like having a direct line to the ultimate strategist, showing us the perfect play. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, we find a powerful promise. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know. When we take the time to seek God's guidance through prayer, we tap into a wisdom far beyond our own understanding. This divine connection not only enlightens our path, but also aligns our decisions with God's perfect will, ensuring that we walk in the fullness of His purpose for our lives. My dear friends, let's now explore the transformative power of praying before we act, the power of divine alignment. When we align our hearts with God's will, we tap into a wisdom far beyond our own. Think about the last time you faced a difficult decision. Did you feel the weight of uncertainty pressing down on you? Did you wonder if you were making the right choice? Now imagine approaching that same decision with a heart full of peace and clarity. This is the difference prayer can make in our lives. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, we're given this beautiful instruction. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. These verses remind us that prayer isn't just about asking for things. It's about cultivating a relationship with our Creator. When we pray first, we're not just seeking answers. We're seeking the One who holds all answers. This shift in perspective can radically change how we approach life's challenges. Instead of relying on our limited understanding, we open ourselves to God's infinite wisdom. We invite Him into our decision-making process, acknowledging that His ways are higher than ours. Isaiah 55, verse 9, tells us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." By praying first, we're essentially saying, "God, I trust your perspective more than my own. This act of surrender is powerful. It takes the pressure off our shoulders and places it on the capable hands of our loving Father. But let's be clear. Praying first doesn't mean we become passive. It doesn't mean we sit back and expect God to make all our decisions for us. Instead, it means we actively seek His guidance, then move forward in faith. It's about partnership, not passivity. When we pray first, we're inviting God to be our co-pilot in life's journey. We're acknowledging that while we may be in the driver's seat, He has the map and knows the best route. This partnership with...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
God, through prayer, also helps us develop discernment. As we consistently seek His guidance, we become more attuned to His voice. We start to recognize the gentle nudges of the Holy Spirit. Our spiritual senses are sharpened, allowing us to better navigate the complexities of life. In 1 John 5, verse 14, we're given this assurance. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. This verse highlights another crucial aspect of praying first: confidence. When we align our will with God's through prayer, we can move forward with boldness. We can step out in faith, knowing that we're not walking alone. This confidence doesn't come from our own abilities or wisdom. It comes from knowing that we've sought the counsel of the Almighty. It comes from trusting that even if we don't understand the path ahead, God does. Praying first also helps us maintain the right perspective. It's easy to get caught up in the immediate, to focus solely on our current circumstances. But prayer lifts our eyes to the eternal. It reminds us that our lives are part of a bigger story, God's story. In Colossians 3, verse 2, we're encouraged to set our mind on things above, not on things on the earth. When we pray first, we're doing exactly that. We're shifting our focus from the temporal to the eternal. This doesn't mean we ignore our earthly responsibilities. Rather, it means we approach them with a heavenly perspective. We see our decisions, our challenges, our opportunities through the lens of eternity. This eternal perspective can dramatically change how we make decisions. It helps us prioritize what truly matters. It gives us the courage to make tough choices that align with God's will, even when they're not the easiest or most popular options. Praying first also cultivates patience in our lives. In our fast-paced world, we often want instant answers and immediate results. But God's timing is often different from ours. When we commit to praying before we move, we're also committing to waiting on God's timing. This patience is a fruit of the Spirit, one that grows as we consistently put prayer first. Galatians 5, verse 22 reminds us that patience is part of the fruit of the Spirit. As we pray and wait on God's guidance, we're allowing this fruit to ripen our lives. we're learning to trust God's perfect timing, even when it doesn't align with our preferred schedule. My friends, the power of praying first cannot be overstated. It aligns our hearts with God's will, sharpens our spiritual discernment, builds our confidence, maintains an eternal perspective, and cultivates patience. These are transformative benefits that can radically change how we navigate life's journey. So, before your next move, big or small, remember to pray first. Invite God into your decision-making process. Seek His wisdom, His guidance, His perspective. You'll be amazed at how it can transform your life. My friends, let's now explore how praying first prepares our hearts for what lies ahead. When we pray before making decisions, we're not just seeking guidance. We're also allowing God to work within us, molding our character and refining our spirits. This internal work is crucial for navigating life's challenges successfully. Proverbs 16, verse 1 tells us, "The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." This verse reminds us that while we have a role to play in preparing our hearts, God is the one who ultimately provides wisdom. When we pray first, we're inviting God to do this preparatory work in us. We're opening ourselves up to His transformative power. Think about how a farmer prepares the soil before planting seeds. He tills the ground, removes rocks and weeds, and ensures the soil is fertile. Similarly, when we pray first, we're allowing God to prepare the soil of our hearts. He removes the rocks of doubt, the weeds of fear, and enriches us with faith and trust. This preparation is essential for receiving and acting on God's guidance. Without it, we might hear God's direction, but lack the courage or faith to follow through. Praying first also helps us identify and confront our own biases and preconceptions. Often, we approach decisions with our minds already made up. We think we know what's best based on our limited perspective. But when we truly open our hearts in prayer, God can challenge these assumptions. He can reveal blind spots we didn't even know we had. In Jeremiah 17, verse 9, we're warned, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" This verse might seem harsh, but it's a crucial reminder of our need for divine insight. We can't always trust our own hearts or motivations. That's why praying first is so important. It allows God to search our hearts and reveal any hidden agendas or selfish motives. As we pray, God can align our desires with His will. He can reshape our ambitions and goals to match His perfect plan for our lives. This alignment is crucial for making decisions that honor God and benefit others. Praying first also cultivates humility in our hearts. It's an acknowledgement that we don't have all the answers. When we pray before acting, we're essentially saying, "God, I need your help." This humble attitude is pleasing to God and opens the door for His intervention. James 4, verse 6 reminds us that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. By approaching our decisions with prayer, we're positioning ourselves to receive God's grace and favor. Another vital aspect of heart preparation through prayer is emotional healing. Often, our past experiences and wounds can cloud our judgment and influence our decisions. When we pray first, we're inviting God to heal these emotional scars. We're allowing Him to bring peace to our troubled hearts and clarity to our confused minds. In Psalm 147, verse 3, we're assured that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. As we pray, God can address the root causes of our fears, insecurities, and doubts. He can bring healing to areas of our lives that we might not even realize need attention. This emotional healing is crucial for making sound, faith-filled decisions. Praying first also helps us develop spiritual discernment. As we consistently seek God's guidance, we become more attuned to His voice. We learn to distinguish between our own thoughts and the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit. This discernment is invaluable when facing complex decisions or unclear situations. In Hebrews 5, verse 14, we're told that solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Just as our physical senses can be sharpened through practice, our spiritual senses can be honed through consistent prayer. The more we pray first, the better we become at recognizing God's guidance. My dear friends, the preparation of our hearts through prayer is invaluable. It aligns us with God's will, develops our spiritual discernment, and heals our emotional wounds. So, before your next move, take time to pray. Allow God to prepare your heart for what lies ahead. You'll find that decisions made from a prepared heart are wiser, more confident, and more in line with God's perfect plan for your life. My friends, let's now turn our attention to the power of prayerful action. Prayer isn't just about words. It's about aligning our entire being with God's will. When we pray first, we set the stage for powerful, Spirit-led action. Let's consider how this plays out in our daily lives. First, praying before we act instills a sense of divine purpose in our actions. Ephesians 2, verse 10 tells us, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." When we pray first, we're more likely to recognize and step into these pre-prepared good works. Our actions become more than just tasks. They become fulfillment of God's plan. This sense of purpose brings a new level of enthusiasm and dedication to our endeavors. Praying before we act also helps us overcome fear and hesitation. Often, we know what we should do, but fear holds us back. Isaiah 41, verse 10 encourages us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we pray first, we're reminded of God's presence and promise. This assurance gives us the courage to step out in faith, even when the path seems daunting. Another benefit of praying before we act is increased resilience in the face of challenges. Life isn't always smooth sailing, even when we're following God's will. But prayer equips us to face these challenges with strength and perseverance. Romans 5, verses 3 to 4 reminds us, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope." When we pray first, we're better prepared to see challenges as opportunities for growth. Praying before we act also leads to more intentional and focused action. In our busy world, it's easy to get caught up in a flurry of activity without real purpose. But when we pray first, we're more likely to focus on what truly matters. Colossians 3, verse 23 instructs us. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. This prayerful focus helps us give our best effort to the tasks that align with God's will. Another powerful effect of praying before we act is increased faith in action. James 2, verse 17, reminds us that faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. When we pray first, we're not just asking God to act, we're preparing ourselves to be His hands and feet in the world. This combination of faith and action is potent, leading to results that often surpass our expectations. Praying before we act also helps us maintain integrity in our actions. When we bring our plans before God, He often reveals areas where we might be compromising our values. Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24, provides a powerful prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This prayerful self-examination helps us act with honesty and righteousness. Another benefit of praying before we act is improved decision-making. When we pray first, we're more likely to consider the long-term consequences of our actions. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 advises, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean, not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." This divine direction often leads to decisions that are wiser and more far-sighted than we could make on our own. Praying before we act also increases our awareness of divine opportunities. When we're in constant communication with God, we're more likely to notice the doors He opens for us. Colossians 4 verse 2 encourages us to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. This vigilance in prayer helps us recognize and seize God-given opportunities. Also, praying before we act leads to a life of greater impact. When our actions are aligned with God's will, they carry a weight and significance beyond what we could achieve on our own. Zechariah 4 verse 6 reminds us, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." When we pray first and act in alignment with God's Spirit, our lives become powerful testimonies of His grace and love. My dear friends, the power of prayerful action is transformative. It brings purpose, courage, resilience, and integrity to our lives. It leads to wiser decisions, greater opportunities, and increased impact. So, before your next move, remember to pray. Invite God into your actions and watch as He works through you in amazing ways. Let your life be a testament to the power of putting prayer before action. May every step you take be guided by His wisdom and empowered by His strength. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Creator of all that is seen and unseen, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding. Your love knows no bounds, and your power shakes the foundations of the earth. Lord, you are the rock of my salvation and my strong tower. Thank you for your constant presence in my life, guiding my steps and enlightening my path. Almighty God, I'm grateful for the gift of prayer. Thank you for your patience as I learn to seek you first in all things. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins and for the times I've rushed ahead without seeking your guidance. I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing all bitterness and resentment. Lord, help me to improve my prayer life and to have a spirit of patience. I pray for increased wisdom and discernment. Lord, I declare that I am your child, guided by your infinite wisdom and boundless love. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of fear or doubt that would hold me back from seeking you first. I bind the spirit of pride that tells me that I can succeed on my own strength. Lord, prepare my heart to be fertile soil for your word and your will. Remove from me any stubbornness or worldly desires. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, sharpening my spiritual senses to discern your voice amidst the noise of the world. I pray for emotional healing for any past wounds and trauma. Grant me the courage to step out in faith when you call, even when the path seems uncertain or difficult. Jehovah Rapha, my healer, I pray for physical healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, restoring every cell in my body. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, whether they come as fiery darts of temptation or subtle whispers of doubt. Shield me from sickness and disease, accidents, and negative incidents, and any harm that would hinder my mission to serve you. Lord, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Let them experience the joy of seeking you first in all things. Protect them, heal them, guide them, and draw them ever closer to your loving heart. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite us in our commitment to seek you first, to pray before we move, to listen before we act. Sovereign Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to be bold witnesses of your love and grace in this world. We claim victory over any circumstance that would hinder our walk with you, declaring healing for our bodies, minds, and spirits. Lord, thank you for your protection as we step out in faith to follow your leading. We're grateful for the gift of each other, for this community of believers supporting one another in prayer and action. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.